Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design, the Dr. C podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, or simply Dr. C. Tune in every 2 to 5 weeks, every Monday, as we explore the unique journeys of entrepreneurs. Our podcast sheds light on the paths entrepreneurs have taken in their respective industries. Each episode, we dive into the stories of entrepreneurs, their challenges, triumphs, and the insights gained along their journey. We believe in the power of innovation, resilience, and the entrepreneurial spirit that drives success. Together, we'll learn from a diverse array of entrepreneurs united by their passion for making a difference. Now is the time to unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship. Now is the time to be inspired, to learn, and to craft your own path to success. Join me, Dr. C, as we embark on this journey together.
I want women to thrive and to feel their best, to look the very best. And I'm not saying like we're all going to be size 2, size 4, size 6s. God created us all different. I'll never be that. And I'm okay with that. But if I can live, if I could chase my grandkids through the yard, do all the things that I want to do and live with energy, without pain, without inflammation, I want other women to know about that as well. And so that is what really drove me to wanting to free other women through the emotional eating, because when it became bulimic in its behavior, that was all consuming. At one point in my journey, I was doing this 3 times a day. And I was trying to hold down a full-time job and hide it and keep it from my husband and keep it from my kids and stuff like that. And, you know, not that everybody has that extreme, but overeating is almost kind of acceptable.
Welcome to the inspiring world of Tara, the visionary creator behind Fueled by God Coaching Services. Tara, a faith-based integrative health practitioner, is on a divine mission to share God's power, unlocking the path to conquer emotional eating and hormone imbalances. In the realm of Fueled by God, Tara serves as a guide, leading women to holistic health, purpose, and security. With the unwavering Christ-centered focus, Fueled by God transcends the boundaries of physical well-being, diving into the realms of spiritual, emotional, and financial enrichment. Join us as we embark on this soul-nourishing journey with Tara to continue these transformational conversations and explore more entrepreneurial insights. Hit subscribe, join our community, and let's continue the journey of empowerment together. And thank you so much for being here today, Tara. It is such a pleasure to have you. And I would love for you to, as a faith-based integrative health practitioner, you're on a mission to spread God's truth and empower women to overcome emotional eating and hormone imbalances. And can you share a little bit about your personal journey and how your faith intersects with holistic health?
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm super excited to be sharing about my testimony about God's greatness and power and everything, but how that has led me into the kind of holistic coaching realm for women. But a little bit about myself. I have a history of childhood sexual abuse that I never told my parents about until actually this past September. So I held this secret. My husband knew about it. My daughters knew about it. I'm kind of one of those that just holds everything in myself and thinks I can handle it. And my body decided, no, Terry, you can't do this. So I feel like that was kind of like the start of a pattern of anxiety, a road to, you know, a lot of things that were caused by the anxiety. I have a history of emotional eating. I can vividly remember, you know, way back in even elementary school, you had a fight with your best friend, running to food for that comfort. And then that transposed even bigger into, we had some trauma in our family back in 2005, and a year anniversary of that, again, just feeling very out of control, trying to find things in my life that I could control. I actually developed adult onset bulimia, and just, you know, that was one thing that I could hide, I thought, and control, I thought. You know, obviously didn't do a very good job of that. Also in my history, because, you know, a lot of emotional eaters also have other addictions. So I've dealt with emotional spending, which I actually now am on myself using my own program, the Overcoming Emotional Eating program, but in the light of spending to finally break Satan's stronghold of that. So lots of ways that you can use the programming. But I also have daughters that have chronic illnesses. So one daughter has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which is a connective tissue disease. And she spent many years with a lot of crippling pain, not being able to do the things that her friends did, didn't have just a lot of pain-related issues, and went to specialist after specialist after specialist. And one of the things that we found with her is that she can easily become toxic with chemicals in our environment that can lead to then her pain. And I have another daughter that has Hashimoto's disease. So, you know, that is an autoimmune disease that causes inflammation and brain fog. And finally, just in 2018, I was just like, okay, something has to give. There has to be something more than just, okay, you're going to live with it, or let's pop another pill. And I was already a personal trainer. I was coaching a different program at the time. And just the holistic stuff just kept coming to me. And so I decided to become an integrative health practitioner. I was certified. I can run functional medicine labs, which we did with both of our daughters to figure out, you know, are they toxic in heavy metals, or what does their gut look like? And we continue to do those on a routine basis to see, you know, how are we doing? Do we need to do some other things here or there? So that was a big part of why I went holistic. In 2020, when, you know, the world was shutting down and of course, anxiety, everybody was experiencing anxiety, I could see Satan trying to pull back in those thoughts of the bulimia behaviors. And in April, I could vividly hear God saying, you know, you have tried all of these other programs, pills, you name it, but you've never really tried me. And so I started then and there slowly getting into women's faith-based coaching, developing programs to holistically help women, but with that faith-based approach. What does God say about our nutrition? What does God say about moving our bodies, taking care of the temples and things like that? And so that's just gone deeper and deeper into my programming. And myself in 2020 was actually diagnosed with prediabetes and insulin resistance. And it wasn't food and it wasn't exercise or the lack of exercise that caused it for me. It was holistic things like I was stressing too much. I was working too much. I really had to learn to give thanks to God and give it to him instead of taking him back when he didn't answer in the way I wanted to or fast enough. But stress and not sleeping were my two factors that threw me into those two very potentially debilitating diseases. And I just really thought, you know, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only woman that can possibly dealing with this. And doctors don't look at those things. They just look at your hormone labs and okay, you're off. Well, here, let's take some supplements. But if they never ask about your lifestyle, you're never really taking care of the problem. Right. And then you're only going to need more supplements and you're only going to need, you know, more of these things. So that's why I created the Holistic Hormone Regulation Program. First, to treat myself of all of the issues that I had. It took me about 6 months, but I was able to do that. You know, just started coaching women from there with that as well. So
I love it. And I think a huge part of just the holistic approach is so important because like you said, especially being a former personal trainer, still training people, but like the physical aspect was good. You understood the food, but there were so many other elements moving throughout that. It's not just one thing, especially seeing that with your daughters and everything that your family has gone through. There's so many aspects that can be missed if you're not looking at the whole lifestyle, because sleep, stress, that causes so many underlying issues that we don't always know right off the bat. And you can't do a test on that. Like just some stress tests and all those things. But like, the, at least being a former therapist, I know like a lot of times it's connected psychologically. Well, and that's why I love the program that you've created. It really touches on not just the hormones and the imbalance of them, but really about physical health, the spiritual, the emotional, the financial, like you mentioned with the spending and just your overall well-being. And how do these dimensions really intertwine in your coaching services? And what inspired you even further to take it into a business aspect? Because you did it for yourself first and then expanded.
Well, I think for me initially, I'm a person that loves to help people anyways. I'm an occupational therapist by trade. That's my full-time job. So I've always been in the lifestyle of helping others. And so when I figured out this holistic program that healed me of, you know, prediabetes and insulin resistance, got my hormone levels, you know, I was sleeping better, setting healthy boundaries and all the things. Again, I knew that there had to be other women that needed it. You didn't want to just be told, oh, well, your labs are normal. You're just basically going to have to lump it and live it. When they don't have any energy, they're not sleeping, they have low libidos, all of these things are not normal for women as we age. We have copped it up that it's normal because we've been told it's just all part of the aging process. It's not. If you say that, you are saying God created something incorrectly, and He did not create us to live like that. So that was one big thing. Like, I want women to thrive and to feel their best, to look the very best. And I'm not saying like we're all going to be size 2, size 4, size 6s. God created us all different. I'll never be that. And I'm okay with that. But if I can live, if I can chase my grandkids through the yard, do all the things that I want to do and live with energy, without pain, without inflammation, I want other women to know about that as well. And so that is what really drove me to wanting to free other women through the emotional eating. Because when it became bulimic in its behavior, that was all consuming. At one point in my journey, I was doing this 3 times a day. And I was trying to hold down a full-time job and hide it and keep it from my husband and keep it from my kids and stuff like that. And, you know, not that everybody has that extreme, but overeating is almost kind of acceptable. You know, you think we eat to reward ourselves. We eat to go out with our girlfriends. We eat at church gatherings, and it's like, oh, you know, all this food, but we forget about what we're doing and neglecting the temples of God. And that's what I always wanted to bring it back to. What does God say about that? And so I created 2 8-week programs. The overcoming emotional eating goes through the very first week. We talk about what is your specific self-sabotaging thought and behavior, because we're all different. What Satan uses for you to get you to go do something that is not of God is very different from me. And so we have to learn what that is first. Then second week, we start learning, okay, well, what does God say in scripture? He gives us tools that maybe we don't know about, or we just don't even think about, that are actually very powerful tools. One of the things that I coach my ladies on is, if you're a Christian, God gives you the fruits of the Spirit. And one of those is self-control. The world tells us you have to have your own willpower. You have to have your own discipline and self-control. And it's like, no, we have something greater that we can tap into. Mm-hmm. And time again, it's amazing to see how women, once they fully wrap their mind around that, is that it's a gift that God has given them, and they start praying for it and working towards it and relying on it. They don't even have a desire for those foods that used to trigger them. And like I said, I am now using all of those techniques against, you know, the emotional spending that Satan continues to just like jab me with, and they're working. I have to remind myself, well, what is my emotion? Okay, I'm anxious. My husband had an issue at work. I'm anxious. Food or spending is not going to make any help with that. It's just going to cause more damage on the end, because I'm going to have that bill at the end, or I'm going to have unwanted weight gain. So I learned, okay, well, Terry, you need to go move your body. So I went for a walk yesterday. This was actually yesterday. Went for a walk yesterday. I did some laundry. I did that actually releases the same neurotransmitters that cookie does for a second, or that Amazon cart does for a second, but had no guilt or regret from it. So learning these different strategies, and everybody's different. Different things work for different people. But yeah, the holistic hormone program, I roll it out very slowly because there's a lot to it, because we are going to say this, guys, just go ahead and don't hear what I have to say, because I'm going to say we are very difficult, complex creatures. And men are like, oh, well, we could have told you that. But, you know, we cycle hormones through the month. We don't just have kind of these static hormones. And so we learn about different foods that you can use to help build and support certain hormones that you have through the month. Sometimes you want to eat more foods that are supporting estrogen. Maybe you need to build testosterone in this period, or progesterone at the end. And progesterone, a lot of times for women, just stays super low because we just tank ourselves out. And so a lot of this program really helps to rebuild the progesterone reserves in our body. And we learn about exercise in the second week. In the past, and I do believe I used to do a lot of HIIT, high intensity workouts, a lot of really big, strong strength workouts. And I've learned that, again, because your hormones cycle through the month, You have got to actually do different types of workouts throughout the month to support that. So sometimes I do HIIT, sometimes I do strength. Sometimes I just do like active recovery, yoga, Pilates, walk, those kind of things. And so we learn that rhythm, and everybody's different because of course everybody's cycle is different. And then each week we go through all of those other different holistic thoughts and things, week on stress, a week on toxins. What are those? You know, most people don't even know that toxins in your environment, in your clothing, in the chemicals that you put on your body are actually called hormone disruptors. And so that's one big, huge thing that women have to be knowledgeable about, not only choosing different products, but then how do you begin to systematically detox your body of it? We want to do that routinely. Some things are done on a yearly basis. Some things are done on a quarterly basis. Sometimes you do something on a monthly or daily basis. So I teach my ladies all of that, you know, because your body stores excess estrogen in fat cells and the liver. And so you've got to learn how to get that out if you want that true hormone imbalance. And that's not things that doctors tell us about. You don't, I really honestly don't think they know. For the most part, we talk about rest. And if, you know, a lot of people, oh, I'm just a natural night owl. No, God did not create us to be night owls. We have where our cortisol should rise and fall, and it should lower in the evening so that your melatonin can ramp up and you're ready for bed. Mm-hmm. And so we work on getting that rhythm back together so that you can have healthy hormones. And one of the things we learn about with rest, you don't get rest. You actually have two other hormones that most women have never heard about, and it's called ghrelin and leptin. And actually my own family physician had no idea what those two were. I was asking her, I was like, could you check my levels? And she was like, what are those? But sleep is a huge factor in those two. And those are your hunger and your fullness hormones. And so if you're not resting, if you're a night owl, you probably crave a whole lot of food, crave carbs, crave sugars and things like that. And so it's super important to regulate all of these hormones. It's just like a puzzle. It's fun to put together.
And you're right, because it's not a one size fits all. And I think that's what you've really outlined there too. And, you know, when you're talking about the exercise piece, what came to my mind is I know when my hormones are a little off, where it's that time of month, I can't do as much hot yoga that I do because like the heat and everything affects how I function in the room. I'll have to like lay down more, step out of the room. And I've been doing this 100-day yoga challenge. And part of that is I'm like, well, I have to go, but I've been doing a lot more yin in restorative and being able to like relax a little bit more during those times, because I've noticed that shift. But it just speaks volumes to what you were saying about how you have to figure out, okay, maybe a HIIT workout's good, but then maybe it's yoga or walking or other lighter exercises that make sense for each of our bodies, because we're all different, we're all shapes and sizes, and what helps us might not help someone else. But it's having that foundational piece of the main components of your program, which you mentioned, the rest, the sleep, the food, understanding where your levels are too, and asking your doctors, and they might not know, but you know, it's a great opportunity to learn and expand our knowledge base. That's what I think.
It asks me how many women never test their hormones. And I'm just like, I'll get women. I'm like, okay, send me your labs, your latest labs. And I mean, some of them, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like how do you know what to work on or where you are? If we don't, you have to test, you have to know. You know, I provide a list of, recommended. People can actually go to my website and get my recommended hormone labs. But very important. I do it every 6 months because I'm telling you, in 6 months, it can change widely. It's really crazy. So I really recommend, if your insurance pays for it, every 6 months, have this list of hormones tested. Because like I said, if you go through a very stressful time in your life, or, you know, you're not sleeping, your emotions are really high and charged, you can almost guarantee your hormones are going to be infected. Mm-hmm. So super important to keep an eye on.
Yeah. I mean, I'm one of those people that has never tested my hormones. So now I'm like,
Hey, you got to go to the website and get that hormone recommended lab.
guilty as charged. But see, this is why I love this. I learn something new every time. But I do think like I know my body pretty well in that regard of like when I need a little bit more, but you can never know like fully if you don't get the test or really know, because you don't know what you don't know. You can like, of course, be in tune with your body and understand your energy within and all those things. And like I know skin and all of those things have a play or play a part in that as well. And I know you're talking about recommendations for the testing. I'm curious, what recommendations do you have for women who are struggling with emotional eating?
So for me, the first thing that I really had to start doing was going to God in prayer daily. If I knew that I was going to have a very stressful day, as soon as my feet hit the ground, I was praying like, Lord, I'm going to need you. I'm going to need your self-control. I'm going to need your comfort, because emotional eaters do it because they're stressed. They're looking for love. All it's typically tied to an emotion. Of course, it's emotional eating, but a situation, maybe you're going to be headed into a very stressful meeting, and so you're going to want to be snacky or, whatever. So prayer is always the first thing that I recommend women go to. Start that off. Just have a very powerful prayer life with God. He's going to answer you when you reach out to Him. The second thing is I tell people, get the trigger foods out of your house. Get them out. And my husband, bless his heart, and my son-in-law, they'll go through my cabinets and they're like, there's nothing in here. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't have it in here. There's certain things that I just cannot have in my cupboards or in my freezer or in my refrigerator. And to be aware that those things can change. And I feel like that's Satan, like it used to be. I went through a phase where I could not have kettle chips in my house. I love crunch. Crunch is like my thing. And I would buy the healthier kettle chips that didn't have all these processed oils and things like in it. So I would think, oh, it's semi-healthy. I'll just, so I started munching on those. And then, okay, Terry, you've got to get rid of those. And I still to this day don't buy them very often. If we have a party, I'll maybe buy a bag there for a while. It was granola. I would go through that thing, just grab a thing of granola, wasn't even hungry. But so get the trigger foods out of your house. If you want something, you have to go to the store and get it. That's you're going to have it less if you do that way. And then a lot of the stuff for my women, I find, a lot of women, not everybody, but a lot of us have the issue with the all or nothing. Well, I screwed up on Tuesday. I'm just going to wait again until Monday. So that's a mind game that Satan actually plays with us. And so what I recommend our women say, I go out to lunch on Tuesday and I had too much to eat at lunch. Maybe I had dessert, or I just had too big of a portion. I feel horrible, feel like I didn't do a good job. The old Tara would have just continued to eat, continued to eat, continued to eat. I would have turned that mess up into a week, 2 weeks, months. Okay, we're letting it go on. I just tell my ladies, no, you jump back in supper time. Okay, so lunch wasn't a great choice. You don't feel great from it. Supper time, you're just going to refuel with good food. We just start fresh the very next meal, because then you're not obsessing about it. Because that's another thing emotional eaters do, is we have just obsessions about the food. When's the next snack coming? When's the next food? Well, I did horrible. Shame, doubt, all those things Satan continues to play on us. So we just say, nope. Another thing is if you're a Christian, you have forgiveness. So we have to forgive ourselves. So forgive. I don't know what I've done that is causing that.
All good. Thanks.
You may get balloons and you may get all kinds of things.
Love it.
But Satan wants to plant those thoughts into our head. And so we have to forgive ourselves so that we can stop that right there. So I ate bad on Tuesday. I'm going to say, okay, God forgives me of my sins. I'm going to forgive myself. And I'm going to move right on to that healthy meal at supper time. And so that helps to break that cycle of that poor mindset, shame, doubt, all those things. But those would probably be the three biggest things that I would say start with. And I always encourage my emotional eaters to not try everything at once. So don't try to work on nutrition, get the exercises in, like let's start small. Let's have a 1 week goal. How did we do with that 1 week goal? Maybe it's to get more water in, or maybe it's to have more vegetables at lunch. Let's pick one thing, because when you add too many things at once, you get overwhelmed, you tend to quit, and not make that long lasting. So we build my programs. We just slowly roll it out and build because I find that that's greater success.
And, you know, I agree with that, with the building upon a goal, because I think when it's too big, it does become overwhelming. And you're right. With food, it's very interesting because I have worked with a lot of different individuals with like severe eating disorders, like family members, maybe not them in particular, but indirectly. And it's one of those things that's really difficult because it's something that we need to survive. So it's finding how to really reduce that shame and guilt around it. And growing up in the cheerleading gymnastics world, I was around a lot of people Yes. that had struggled with around their eating habits, and myself too. I never was full blown anything, but I did have those behavior styles. And I think it's because food is one of those things you just can't not have at all. I mean, water you need, but like food after a certain period of time, you need that. And I think that's really difficult for people because it's a very sensitive topic because of how it impacts our overall well-being and how it can really affect us later in life, especially if you're younger when it starts or even mid-age, but also your menopause. And I'm really curious because I know part of women are experiencing earlier menopause. I've been reading a couple of articles about this recently, actually, and the hormone imbalance. Can you speak to why you feel like maybe they are experiencing that just from your expertise?
Absolutely. So that was one of the things that also intrigued me about holistic hormone regulation, because we do see girls going into early puberty. You know, we're having second graders, third graders starting their period, or at least developing breast and hair. And it's like, wow, you know, this is just way too early. I have a best friend that went into full-blown menopause in her late 30s, and, you know, love her to death, but she's just copped it up to that's how it has to be. And I'm like, no, it doesn't have to be. Like, there's been a change. It's not normal. People try to say it's the new normal, and it's not. It's our lifestyle. And again, that's why holistic is the only way I'll ever coach. I believe there's just so many different layers. I believe a lot of it's toxicity. I feel like, you know, the foods that we eat have more processed things in them. You've got the steroids in our meat that they've proven causes hormone imbalances. And just over time, you know, if you think of your body as a rain barrel and you fill it, you know, and it starts to overflow with all of the toxins. And then you have us moms that are one, two jobs, running the kids here and there. The stress that's part of your rain barrel that fills up. And when it finally explodes, that's where we have all of our health issues and mental health issues and things like that. So I do feel like toxins in our environment, in our, I don't want to name companies, but companies that have the bath products and even the candles and waxes that you have in your home, they're all releasing toxins. If you're not choosing pure organic products and things like that, over time, your body just can't take it anymore. You know, and your liver is the filter of your body. And so I just tell people, you think about it like your car. You know, you change your filters in your car or in your house air conditioner. You have to take care of your liver. You have to regularly detox that. And people just have no clue about that. So I think that's a huge factor in it. Again, the stress, because of the stress and the busy lives we lead, we're not sleeping. So many things lead to the not sleeping. Stress, technology, you know, it's just like snowballs.
So many factors. And, you know, it's interesting. I just had this conversation yesterday, I believe, about the candles, because I love candles.
Me too.
And my mom has been sending me articles left and right of like how the toxins and they're bad for our pets. And of course, I have a dog and I don't want anything to happen to him. Reducing the amount of candles I buy, or like focusing on what candles I buy. But I feel like it's been targeting, and you just said it too. I was like, okay, the universe is speaking to me.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that's an important aspect of just understanding there's so many components, but breaking it down one step at a time and looking at what is in my environment, what's in my control that I can remove, whether it's candles or detergent we use or any of those things, like having cleaner products, knowing what's going to be safe for us, our families, all of those things, and continue to help in what we can outside of the food.
I was going to say, women need to be aware too, like even young women, like my daughter, who's, you know, not married, doesn't have children yet, but in her young 20s, what she's putting in her body and on her body, especially, you know, as she gets married and has kids like in utero, that impacts them, you know? So we really need to start this talk at all ages, because it really, I truly feel like it impacts infertility, We know it causes polycystic ovarian syndrome, you know, and all of those things. So really women at all ages need to be. And so like me talking to my daughter who has daughters and, you know, son, it's not that he's not immune to it as well. He mm-hmm. needs this as well, but men's infertility rates as well. And they don't talk about that. So it's just, it's a global that can be addressed systematically over time. It's not something that we're going to take and cure in 2 months, 3 months time. But the program that I have really slowly walks women through that journey. And I tell them, you know, every year, like this is the kind of detox you need to do for this system. Every quarter, this is a detox that you need to do for these systems and things like that. And then just try to help as far as like chemicals in your house. What I just did was just picked one that I was running out of, and I chose my cleaning supplies, and I chose to replace those with healthy chemical-free items. And then I did the next thing. Then I did the laundry, and then I did the dish detergent. And so I just slowly rolled that out over time. So that's not this huge like bang expense, but that's another thing. It's just to slowly, again, like the emotional eaters, let's pick one thing and let's just start. Because if you don't start somewhere, then you never start. And then you just continue to develop horrible hormones. So
yeah, no. And that's the ripple effect. When you start with one thing, that's how you get anything consistent and focus on those growth periods of, okay, I'm going to switch in water this week
yes.
or vegetables this week. Having one thing to focus on allows for other consistency or other consistent things to happen. I just had this conversation not too long ago as well. I feel like I've been having really good conversations, but like this one, but I think it's getting 1% better every yeah. time. It's like, instead of trying to get everything done in one shot, it's really focusing on, okay, what's the one thing I can stay consistent with? And I've been doing that with my 200-day challenges of yoga and doing content creation every single day. And awesome. Both of those things, I was like, okay, I'm going to add one thing at a time. And I didn't start both of the challenges at the same time. I started one, and then like 10 days later, I started the other one, because it's that consistency and building upon each step. And that's what I think business is. It's being able to build something great, but you have to focus on one step at a time. You can't be at step 1,000 when you're still on step 5. It's just not going to work in the capacity we want to. It's going to take a lot longer. But even just looking at your vision and your mission for Fueled by God, I'm really curious, how does your mission with just guiding your coaching philosophy, and what transformations do you hope to see in the lives of the women that you work with?
So specifically, I hope and pray that one thing that we're looking at, or I've created this year and I'm hoping to really promote in 2024, is the Fueled by God Coach Certification Program. Mm-hmm. And so that is raising up other coaches so that I'm not the only one sharing these two programs. But it's my goal to certify as many women as I can. I've got 3 that are going through it, and, you know, having them certified as health coach to be able to coach these two programs so that we can get the message out to the masses. I really feel like at the beginning of 2023, God laid on my heart that this is part of my Great Commission. Like, he wants women to have and to know this freedom that and healing that he can provide if we just reach out to him. And so that's my big vision, is to be able to, you know, coach up other women in this. Transformations as far as women no longer turning to anything other than God is one of my biggest missions. I want to, and I want the Fueled by God coaches to focus on healing these women, helping them to heal wholly, the whole body through Christ is really our mission. And so that they can live a life with purpose, the God-given purpose that they have in this healthy temple that they've created, and to enjoy life at the fullest. But I pray that ideal of the idols, we have so many idols in our life that become unhealthy, whether it's food, whether it's money. Busyness is an idol for a lot of women, which then ties into the stress, the rest in the holistic program. You know, I read a great book. I want to say the author was Robert Morris, but it was Take the Day Off. And it was a holy look at the importance of rest. And it really gave me, I actually read it probably 6 months before I was diagnosed with the prediabetes. So I know God was planting that in my life. Like, Tara, you're going to be in a season of rest coming up. but to allow it to be holy. And I think we women thrive, and they think that the busier they are, that it's like a badge of honor, and it's mm-hmm. really not. It takes you from a lot of times taking you from doing God's work because you're so busy in these other things. But we can also do that in the church. Like, we can also busy ourselves with all of these things in the church and be neglecting ourselves because we want the recognition. We want the pride mm-hmm. from it. And then those are idols and sins that come into play. So there's so many things that, but releasing women of these idols and bringing those to light, how they're impacting their health, how they're impacting how God is speaking to them and using them and healing them and stuff like that, is really our mission.
I love your mission. And, you know, it's interesting talking about the badge of honor for busyness, because I used to wear that very proudly. And I think it can resonate with a lot of people, especially women. I've just more so women that I've met than men, but I'm sure there's a lot of men that are too.
Sure.
And I think that is something that really, it's almost like achieving, just wanting to get to the next step and putting it out there and helping so many people in so many different ways. But then you stretch yourself too thin. And I've gone through this transformation this last like 2 years in particular, where my focus, I have several businesses, but I'm really focusing on my two right now to really just hone in on those, grow those, and then I can dabble in other ones later. They're still there. They're still growing, but to grow two is a lot in itself, but also recognizing if I want other things outside of business, I have to be really particular of my time and intentional. And that's what I'm hearing as well. It's when we're intentional of what we're doing, where our energy is going, more can flourish from mm-hmm. that versus trying to wear all these hats. And it's going to get really heavy if you continue to do that. We can't have the whole weight on whole world on our shoulders. Mm-hmm. We have to share it. It's like that image just popped in my head just now, the world and then like little people around it holding hands. That's what just popped in my head. But it's like being able to share that each little piece of it, because we all have a piece of it. We all have a purpose, and being able to lean into that, just like you've leaned into it, you've listened and allowed yourself to grow and flourish in being able to help women, especially around eating and overcoming those emotional issues around eating because they are so heavy, but being able to take some of that weight off, obviously the emotional weight, but being able to really empower women to really lean into that and understand that there's so many aspects of it, and taking that holistic approach, because it's not a one size fits all. It never will be, because we are all so different and our purposes are different. But even just your services, really aiming to help women with their holistic health, their purpose, security in themselves and those around them. But can you share a success story that you saw a beautiful transformation journey for that individual? I'm sure you have so many, but if you could share one.
Probably the most recent one that sticks out is, I've got two that probably stick out. It's a lady that I kind of relate to right now because she actually had her family living with her. We are, our daughter and son-in-law sold their house. And so they've got a camper in our yard, but you know, we're all here together. So she had this same situation. Her family is living with her. And so she showed me, she's an emotional eater. That's the program she went through. Opened up and took a picture of her cabinet of the stuff that she had to just have there for the family, all the snack foods and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh, massive. And so, but I was so proud of her. She embodied every single day, every single post. She read the scripture. She listened to the worship songs, and she really embodied what the program is, you know, finding out what Satan, what the triggers were for her, and using, she did a great job of using the tools that God gives us to fight that. And she lost 17 pounds in 8 weeks just from, she didn't use the meal plans. She just used sensible eating. She didn't do a lot of exercise, but she really embodied the spiritual and the emotional part of the program. She created her own little drawer of healthy food. She showed me that. So she was like, this is my snack drawer I'm allowed to get into. So I was so proud of her. And just to see her brighter, it actually has helped her hormones because she's not fueling her body with all of the yucky stuff. So hubby is very happy. So that is one big win. Another one is my mom. She has, you know, has a history of emotional eating, and going through the program, I often cry when I think about it, because she said she has never felt in her life that she knew what true physical hunger was, because she was always feeding the emotions. And she now knows what physical hunger feels like and what that emotional hunger feels like, because it is a very immediate, you must have it. It's a, you know, a just an intense feeling where that physical, you have the physical, the growling and stuff. So I'm so, so proud of her and the work that she's done and the boundaries she's set for that. The holistic hormone program, lots of women within just even the first month, if they have migraines, they're finding that very few and far between, a lot of the bloating goes down that they can tend to carry, increased energy, not having that afternoon energy dump. They're keeping their energy up throughout the day. So I would say 75 to 90% within the first month start feeling those things, which is so, so beneficial to them to keep going and keep fighting, keep doing. So
what an, I felt that emotion. Like I got chills when you were sharing about your mom as well as the other client too. But I think a lot of it has to do with just taking that holistic approach and really fine tuning. Okay, what is going on here? Let's unpack it piece by piece, and realizing when you do start making those shifts, everything else around you shifts too, because you're acknowledging it and becoming aware of things that might have been tucked away for a long time. You're bringing it to the surface to help aid in that and be able to restructure what makes sense for each individual through the program. The program obviously is a foundational piece, but each person has their own spin on it, because each problem might look a little bit different. Migraines versus the emotional eating, knowing our fullness. That's actually my dissertation. I wrote about that. I had a little graph for kids because it was a school-based program, but understanding when they were hungry versus full. And like that whole process, because I think it's so important, because that's something like I struggled with. I didn't know when I was full. I just like didn't eat a lot. But yeah, being able to know, okay, I am hungry versus, okay, I need water versus like whatever it may be. But I think that's something so important that's not really talked about a lot, because it's not something that's talked about in school. I mean, I would change a lot about the school systems, but yeah, we're not going to get into that right now. Coming from family educators.
You know, we have snack foods always readily available. And so we never feel that hunger, because yeah, it's always there. We can always grab something, and we don't experience it like we used to.
And also I think too, part of that is growing up. I know my parents were like, you can't leave the table till you finish your food. And even if they were already full, there's not an awareness of that, or even able to explore that. And I'm not a parent myself yet, but I do know that there's something to that of just eating until you are full, even if it's only like half of it, making sure you're getting the nutrients and everything you need, of course, but not just being like, I don't want to eat that. I want like fast food or something.
Yes.
But understanding that factor, I think, can really bring more awareness to have a healthier relationship with food, because I do think there's so many individuals that I've encountered that have really unhealthy relationships with food. I used to be one of those people as well, but learning to really body it and embrace it and allow it to fuel us, just even fueled by God. Yeah. A little plug there. But you know, I know there's other factors, but it comes back to challenges. We all have to overcome challenges. And to kind of take it back to your business aspect, building a business in the health and wellness field, because there's so many different types of health and wellness businesses and spaces with that comes with challenges. Yeah. What hurdles have you faced in establishing Fueled by God, and how have these experiences shaped the evolution of your coaching services?
Honestly, I think because Satan knows my weakness, he knows like my mind is my weakness and where he can get kind of try to take control in that area. Mm-hmm. So for me, and I think for other entrepreneurs, it's very different. But again, for me, it's all a mind game. So I have to keep my head in focused on God, not, you know, like blinders on what other people are doing, because I'm really bad about, oh, well, something's not working. What are they doing over here? Should I try that? You know, I feel like if I have prayed and I have asked God for direction, he has given me this direction. Okay, you need to focus on that. And I do have a business strategist that by the grace of God, she's uses faith-based strategies with me, which is amazing. I've got a lot of glitter.
I feel like God's coming in for you.
Please shed the light. You just don't know with this time change. It's like crazy what it's going to be. But so for me, it's a mind game, and she has to rein me in. And she'll like, if I'm spiraling, because I'll spiral like 10,000 thoughts. Oh my goodness. She's like, Tara, where's this thought coming from? And so that for me is a big thing, is that I have to rein those thoughts in, keep my mind focused on God. I'm really trying hard now to like even go to God. God, what content do you want me to have? What are some next steps that you want me to take in my business and all of these things? And just really trying to keep that focused and just being consistent, because I am building a business with a full-time job. Mm-hmm. So what steps each day can I take, little things that will help me in the long run? And that's something I still work on. You know, I feel like I'm great at educating and posting on social media and the things like that, but like sitting down and doing the email campaigns or different things like that are probably not my strong suit, because I'm not a sitter. And so anything, I just don't like to sit. So if there's anything that I can get out of, unless I'm talking and educating, I'm great at that. But so those are probably the hardest things for me. But again, I think just like emotional eating, if mm-hmm. you don't know what your self-sabotaging thoughts and behaviors are, that applies to your business as well. And Satan's going to use specific things for you that are different from me. So yep. I have to keep my blinders on.
And that's the important part, right? Challenges will come, but it's being able to overcome them, and just like you have, and staying focused. And I love that you did mention you do work full-time while building a business, and you've been building it for a while now. It's not just brand new. You've been doing it. And I love that factor. And I'm really,
I was just going to say too, I feel like when things aren't going well, it's very important for women entrepreneurs to sit back and ask God, what is this season for? Because I feel like since August, I've kind of been in this holding pattern. And I feel like there's a lot of internal stuff that God is wanting me to work on. So if you're doing all the things, like you're doing the things, like, yes, strategies change and they evolve. But if you are doing the things and maybe you're not seeing the growth, maybe it's a time that God is wanting you to learn something or trust him more. That's been huge for me. And that comes from a years of the sexual abuse, you know, learning to trust people and trust God. And I've learned in this time frame that I really never trusted God with all the things. I feel like if you have this season of drought, God is probably telling you, come to him. There's something that he's probably wanting you to work on personally, so that then you can take that and further your business, whether it's sharing your testimony or using it in some other way.
Absolutely. And I think that's part of knowing ourselves, knowing what we believe in as well. And like, what is guiding us, whatever force it is, if you believe in God or a higher power, whatever it may be, but understanding that sometimes rest is what's necessary, not just giving up, but reflecting, almost taking a step back and looking at the bigger picture of where you want to go. And I'm really curious, because I know you mentioned the mission and everything that's happening for Fueled by God, but what are you really looking forward to for the next year or so, for specific milestones or goals that you're working towards outside of course, making it a certification program?
For me personally, for the business side of it, is trying to figure out the best way to financially and purposely for my clients, make it more automated. Because in the past I have ran, you know, like, oh, well, you have to wait until this date for the next round. Where now it's now on demand. So when a woman says, I feel like God is telling me I need to address my emotional eating issues, I don't have to say, okay, you're going to have to wait 2 weeks. We can do it now. And so I'm excited to see how that really helps capture women when they're ready. Same thing. Maybe they went to a doctor's appointment and they saw that their hormones are off, but they don't want to go on that supplement or the synthetic drugs that the doctor's recommending. Oh, well, you know, Tara has this program, I can plug them in now. And so I'm super excited about that change. We just kind of rolled that out in the last month, and I'm now offering an even better deal for women. It's a monthly membership for 6 months, and you get both of the programs plus 2 months of my monthly membership. And so it's really a more affordable deal, because I know a lot of women shelling out a couple $100 is difficult, but to break it up in a monthly payment plan. So I just think the things that we're doing and the things that we're heading towards is going to make it more affordable for women. And so I'm super excited about that. Plus, let's get coaches certified.
I love it. I love it. More coaches, more people we can help, right?
That is and, right. Yeah.
And even with just everything that you shared so much so far, but I would love to know, what is your advice for aspiring entrepreneurs or budding into the world of entrepreneurship? What do you think is really important when it comes to, especially their faith into entrepreneurial ventures, especially in health and wellness sector? What advice would you offer them from your experience?
First, pray about it. If you feel like you're being called, for me, even like at the beginning of the year, I felt like God was calling me to create this coach certification program. And so I just prayed, like, Lord, I need discernment. I need guidance. I need you to show me that this is what you want. And I'll tell you, it was amazing. It was probably a 2-week period that everywhere I went, everywhere on social media, songs that would pop up just as like I needed it was on the Great Commission. And so I really feel like go to God in prayer, first and foremost, ask him for that guidance. For me, if I feel like I've been confirmed, I just kind of jump in scared. You can always change and mold, but if you feel like you have a service that you're ready, just begin creating it. Just do it. Because the longer you wait, I've got a friend that is an integrative health practitioner as well. And I mean, we're years down the road and she still hasn't rolled out a program. She keeps talking about it. And it's like, the longer you do it, the harder it's going to be. Something that's passionate to you that you know has helped you, go and create it, you know, and you can do it for basically free to create it. I just think, again, the mind game, Satan's going to try to slow you down and not do it. So just go and do it.
Those are phenomenal tips. And, you know, I think big part of that is just doing it. I know when even starting this channel, I was resistant. I was like, I need to have the best camera, the lighting, everything. And my husband's like, just start. And I was like, fine. Yeah. And now it's been 2 years and it's crazy how things evolve when you just start and put yourself out there. And it's almost like I'm talking to myself right now too. And like other ventures I'm focused on right now as well. Mm-hmm. But that's the biggest aspect, understanding, putting yourself out there, trusting that it will happen, but you have to do something about it for it to happen. You can't just sit idle. And a lot of times you'll get that push by somebody, something, someone, anything that's going to help you look at it as, this helped me. I could help so many more people. And that's exactly what you're doing, which is why I so appreciate you coming on today and sharing all your beautiful insights, your energy. Where can people find you, Tara?
Yes. So my website is www.fueledbygodcoaching.com. When you come up to that, you're going to come first to the coach certification page. But if you tag the work with me tab, it'll have all my programs in there. I don't have yet the 6-month monthly coaching package, but there's a contact me button. So you could say, hey, I'm interested in knowing more about the 6-month coaching package that's affordable, and I will get you the information. You can do monthly payments on that. But if you pay up front, you can actually get a month free with that. But yeah, www.fueledbygod.com or coaching, fueledbygodcoaching.com. And then I'm on social media, Instagram, _ Tara Prater is my handle there. So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Tara. I truly believe everything you are saying of helping people understanding our hormones, being able to navigate that through all aspects of our health in a holistic approach where it's going to fuel the person and by God, as you mentioned, and what you do. And I think it's so important what you're doing in this world to really help so many people. So thank you again for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below what was the biggest takeaway from today, and we'll see you on the next episode.